Good morning. God in the readings today talks about his love of us, if you will. We begin in the first reading, and it says, would a mother ever forget her child? And he says, even if a mother would forget her child, I will never forget you. So to sit there and to reflect on the reality that every moment, every second, there isn't one moment or one second where the God of the universe isn't thinking of you. Every moment of every second, God is thinking of you. There is never a time where God isn't thinking of you. And primarily that is because God lives inside of you, right? Today, as we come and we baptize Vivian, that's what's going to happen inside of her. She's going to have the God of the universe that takes up residence inside of her. So there will never be a moment in Vivian's life where God isn't thinking about her because God lives inside of her. Well, the same with all of us here, that when you and I were baptized, God took up residence inside of us. So again, God isn't up there somewhere apart from us. God is inside of us. And again, as I've said before, we're not God. We're the tabernacles of God. But again, God's always, every moment, if God is taken inside of us, then he continues on the gospel that why worry? You know, stop your worrying, he says, right? The God of the universe, but people love to worry. And again, we worry and we sit there and we, you know, the gospel after it says don't worry, it says this is what you need to do. You want to stop worrying? This is what you got to do. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. And then everything else will be given to you. Now, I've quoted this at least twice this week, and I usually quote it at least twice, especially if I'm doing a mission or something. I didn't have to, both of my things got canceled with flights this week, so I ended up Sunday in bed and all day, and then on Friday I was supposed to be up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the flight got canceled for that too with all the snow we've had in the area. And so it was the first time I Skyped, you know, Skype. And I had to sit there and do 2-hour presentations on Skype in my little camera. And it was quite an interesting experience. But anyway, God says, and I was telling them, the God of the universe says to you, seek ye first the kingdom, then everything else will be given to you. But most people, including you, including me sometimes, seek everything, we seek everything else, and we hope the kingdom comes too. But that ain't the way it is. You know, again, because what we have to do is, well, I got to take care of my family, and I got to take care of my money, and I got to take care of this, and we're always worrying. We're worried about, am I going to get sick? Is this going to happen to me? Is that going to happen? We're always worrying, constantly worrying. And so when we're worrying, it's because we're trying to be the God of the universe in our own life, right? If you're the God of the universe, worry. Because you can't even take your next breath without God saying, okay. You're not even in control of your next breath. So if you want to act like you're God and you're not, then you can worry. And that's why most people worry. But what we got to do is be people that just seek kingdom first, seek God's way first, seek God above everything else, and then trust in his promise that he'll give us everything else, right? Again, I think that too many people make God impotent. Years ago, again, I was up at the diocese and we were having a big debate about whether we could, I stood up and I asked someone high up in the diocese, I says, excuse me, why don't we stop the weekly mass on television? And they says, well, because we can't afford it. And I says, well, how much is it? And they said, about $40,000 a year. And I says, oh, come on. You make God impotent, I said. Because God has $40,000 a year. If we're going to do God's will, God will give us the $40,000. Correct? You know, and that's the point. And that's what we always do. We're always sitting here thinking about what I can't do, what I can't do, what I can't do. Why can't I? Because I'm not. We don't have the money. We don't have this. Stop it. It isn't about that. What we must do is the will of God. Seek ye first the kingdom. And then he'll give you the money, and then he'll take care of you. But most people make God impotent in their lives because they say, I got to do this. Well, nothing's going to happen. This church wouldn't be where it's at today if we waited for everything. This church is where it's at today because we trust in God. And God provided with everything we needed. Huh? That's the way God works. And so, again, if you want to be in charge, go for it. But don't blame God when things go wrong. What you and I got to do is trust in Him, right? Again, last week when I was supposed to go to Charlotte on Saturday, a week ago. Night before, as I told you last Sunday, I was sick as a dog. I went to bed at 7 o'clock. I have a fever. I'm coughing my guts up. And then all of a sudden, I'm sitting there saying, Lord, if you want me to go there. And so right next to my bed, there's the picture of the Divine Mercy. And I just kept looking up and crying out to Him, Jesus, I trust in You. If You want me to do this, You're going to have to take care of it. I'd rather stay in bed, but Jesus, I trust in You. I trust in You. I trust in You. Fever broke in the middle of the night. Went to the conference. A lot of people came to conversion. Came home, got sick again. But the whole reality is, but God took care of what He wanted. If this is what you want, then I trust in you. Right? And so what we got to do is we have to sit there and develop something so we can stop our worrying. And I wouldn't lay that out to you. Do you worry a lot? Are you afraid? Deal with your worry and replace it with trust. When you worry about something, let's say you worry about something 100 times a day, then 100 times a day, defeat your worry by saying, Jesus, I trust in You. Jesus, I trust in You. Jesus, I trust in You. But before you can even get there, you're going to have to make sure you give Him all your problems. You're going to have to make sure that you're seeking Him first above everything else. And again, people of God, just going to Sunday Mass when you feel like it is in no way seeking the kingdom of God first. Absolutely not. You will always worry because, well, I got to take care of me and I have to sleep some days. And you're always going to be in charge of your life. That ain't the way it is. So if you're one of those people that you go every once in a while to Mass on Sunday, or you're one of those people that this is all you do is go to Mass on Sunday, and this is your religious life, well, you better keep worrying because you're in charge of your own life. God is not in charge. You're fitting Him in when it's convenient to you. So you're in charge. That's why you worry. Seek ye first the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom, and then everything else will be given to you. So you always go to Mass on Sunday. You don't even think about missing Mass because you're seeking first the kingdom of God in your life. You don't sit there and think about trying to pray every day. You pray every day. You pray every day. And while you're praying, you're surrendering all these problems you have, and you're seeking His kingdom first. Now you can trust Him. But if you're not seeking God first, just keep worrying because you're the God of the universe. And I want to see how you do that when you drop dead. How are you going to be God of the universe when you're dead? So every day, seek ye first the kingdom. Every day. When you get worried, Jesus, I trust in You. But some of you, it's time to reorient your life. It's time to stop thinking and trying to seek everything else and hoping the kingdom of God will fall in your lap. That is the God of the universe. People, Jesus isn't a liar. If He says to you, seek ye first the kingdom, seek ye first the kingdom. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Then you won't have to worry. Nature you know is love today and forever. Amen. Okay, what's that? No, I don't need you. Deacon says, do I need me? No, I've survived a long time without deacons. Anyway, isn't that terrible? Ain't I a miserable human being? I'm sick, he loves me. I'm sick in the head. I have to get a, what do you call it this week? What do you call one of those things? Chest x-ray, and I also have to go on Tuesday and get a colonoscopy. Oh.